Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
It's 8 o'clock on today. Coming up, Pope Francis hospitalized, breaking overnight. The 86-year-old pontiff undergoing abdominal surgery, expected to remain in the hospital for days. The latest in a series of health woes. New details straight ahead. Then, on alert, nearly 100 million Americans dealing with poor air quality, skies going gray, all because of wildfire smoke from Canada.
I'm definitely congested here, and like, my throat is a little, like I'm kind of losing my voice.
We have everything you need to know. Plus, leading lady, we're catching up with the one and only Amy Schumer, here to tell us about getting real on stage in her new Netflix special. Plus, all the scoop on her star-studded birthday party. And the countdown is on. We're getting ready for the 2024 Summer Games with some athletes to watch and a look at the beauty and history of the host city as we bring Paris to you today, Wednesday, June 7th, 2023.
Georgia girls
in the big city
to celebrate Stephanie's graduation.
From Papillion, Nebraska, go Huskers!
From Evansville, Indiana.
This is my first time in New York.
Here with my grandparents.
From Atlanta.
On a senior trip from Wheaton High School in Missouri.
Sending love to our kids back in Houston.
In Ottawa, Canada.
Celebrating Mom's 70th birthday from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Starting summer vacation
at the Today Show from Normal, Indiana.
It's Wednesday.
And good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us on a Wednesday morning. What a special day. We're here in Paris with, well, I don't know, hundreds of our American friends who've come out down here to Trocadero Square. And, of course, Le Frige. These are the official mascots of 2024. Guys, we're about 14 months out from the official start of the Olympics, so we are celebrating here. And, guys, you know how much I love tennis. How
yes.
Lucky. The French Open is happening right now. Now, while we are here, so I got to get a tour of Roland Garros, which will, of course, be the home of Olympic tennis and boxing next year, also Paralympic events. Who did I get a tour with? The one, the only, John McEnroe. I mean, we even hit a few tennis balls on those iconic clay courts, so we'll have more about that tomorrow on
Look
today.
At you.
Wait, did you just say we hit a few balls on that iconic court? Okay. That is
Guys,
pretty
I'm
cool.
Dying. Is this heaven?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We can't wait to check back in with you, Savannah. Let's get to our news, though, at 8 o'clock. We are going to begin with new urgent health concerns for Pope Francis. The 86-year-old Pope is taken to the hospital overnight for major abdominal surgery. NBC's Ann Thompson joins us now with the very latest on his condition. Ann, good morning.
Good morning. Pope Francis will have abdominal surgery today. News that took most of the world by surprise this morning. At the Vatican, his day began as usual with private audiences and his weekly public audience in St. Peter's Square. But now he is at Gemelli Hospital for a laparotomy and an abdominal wall plastic surgery for what the Vatican says is a hernia. The Pope will be put under general anesthesia, which is what happened when he had part of his colon removed almost 2 years ago. He did not like that, and it is why he has resisted having surgery on his knee, and as a result, he uses a wheelchair or a walker or a cane. Francis is expected to be in the hospital for several days. This is his second stay at Gemelli this year. You'll remember he was hospitalized in March for bronchitis. Around the world, there are many prayers being offered this morning that the 86-year-old pontiff makes it through this latest health challenge.
He's got incredible resilience, doesn't he, Ann?
Oh, determination
yes.
And stubborn, yes.
He's got all those things. All right,
thank
Ann,
you,
thank
Ann.
You.
Meanwhile, millions of Americans waking up to another day of air quality alerts because of smoke from those wildfires in eastern Canada. That smoke has been drifting hundreds of miles south. In fact, it obscured familiar skylines from Chicago to Manhattan, even blurring the sun. At one point yesterday, New York City had the worst air quality in the entire world. That smoke can cause headaches, eye and throat irritations, even difficulty breathing. As of last night, more than 400 fires were still burning in Canada, most of them still out of control. Just ahead, Mr. Daly has been working feverishly this morning on a packed pop start, including big news for Marvel and perhaps Ted Lasso fans. Also, our first look at the songs of the summer. And we've got much more from Patty as well, Savannah.
Yes, Hoda and Craig, who are the athletes to watch as we count down to Paris 2024? Well, I'm standing with two of them, familiar faces from Tokyo. Can't wait to catch up with Noah and Sydney right after this.
Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Countdown to Paris is sponsored by Delta, official airline of Team USA.
We are back with more of our countdown to Paris this morning. Of course, the heart and soul of every Olympic and Paralympic Games, the athletes who come from all over the world to represent their home nations.
We shouldn't be talking about this here. We should be talking about this in Paris, where Savannah happens to be right there in the perfect spot with two wonderful representatives of Team USA. Hey, SG.
Yes, I have Olympians and medalists who will be here in Paris. Paris, for any athlete, is a chance to show the rest of the world what they're made of. For veterans like Sydney McLaughlin-Lavroni and Noah Lyles, it's a chance to add to their personal medal counts. We're going to talk to them in a moment. But first, more on some of those who are dreaming of wearing the stars and stripes here in 2024.
A golden opportunity on the Olympic stage. That's the dream for athletes eyeing a spot on Team USA for 2024. The Paris Games could make seven-time Olympic gold medalist Katie Ledecky the most decorated American woman in the history of the Games. The Stanford graduate has been sharing her training journey, telling us after Tokyo, she wasn't done yet.
You already told us you're coming back for 2024, right?
I hope so.
And maybe beyond.
Florida native Caleb Dressel may also make a splash next summer as the reigning champion in several events. The two-time Olympian now back in the pool after he took an extended break from swimming, which included a long-awaited honeymoon with his wife, Megan. One swimmer who wants to join both Dressel and Ledecky, Shane Casas from McAllen, Texas.
Paris is the goal.
The 23-year-old expected to be a medal contender after just missing the team for Tokyo. Jordan Chiles and Suni Lee are looking to soar at their second summer games after celebrating their success in Tokyo here on Today. Lee, who made history as the first Asian-American woman to win gold in the Olympics all-around competition, is hoping to make her Paris dream a reality after a health issue ended her college career early. The reigning U.S. all-around champion Connor McClain and world all-around silver medalist Shailese Jones could also help the U.S. go for gold. Since beach volleyball became part of the Olympics, the U.S. has always earned at least one medal in the sport. Now, California natives Kelly Chang and Sarah Hughes are teaming up, determined to keep that streak going at the foot of the Eiffel Tower. the pair reuniting last fall, more than 5 years after they won two college titles together. And when it comes to speed, look no further than Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni and Noah Lyles. After he earned bronze in the 200 meter in Tokyo, Lyles returned to the world stage determined to retake the top spot, breaking the American record at Worlds last year. The 25-year-old now setting his sights on gold in Paris. McLaughlin Lavroni has made a habit out of breaking her own record when it comes to the 400-meter hurdles, shattering it a stunning four times in 13 months. Beyond fans cheering, the two-time Olympic gold medalist also heard wedding bells last year, tying the knot with her husband, Andre. The stars of Team USA ready to shine bright as they dream of competing in the City of Lights.
I don't know about you, but I am jumping up and down. We've got Noah Lyles and Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni here. Welcome to Paris.
Thank you.
You guys are here actually for a competition on Friday. Yeah. Noah, I mean, Tokyo was such a different Olympics. It was 3 years ago. No fans. What does it mean to you and your performance to run with the fans with you at your back?
It's everything, you know. I say when there's an exciting crowd, I go from running, you know, average to running 20% better.
Yeah.
You get amazing performances, and that's exactly what we saw back in the U.S. at World Championships. You know, I go from running 19.5 to running 19.3, you know.
Well, you just set the American record, just broke it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Recently.
I did.
So, I mean, you're on your way, you're on your path, Paris in your sights. Sydney, you keep breaking your own records over and over again, and I understand you're going to try a new event this Friday, the 400 meter flat, no hurdles.
No hurdles.
So what made you decide to do that, and how is it different?
Yeah, very different. Obviously, no 10 obstacles in front of me, but, you know, just trying something new, getting work on my speed, and obviously just pushing the bounds of what's possible for me. You know, my coach loves me trying new things, so stepping out of the box, trying a new event, and hopefully trying to earn my spot in that, too.
You were one of the youngest athletes in Rio in 2016. Then we had Tokyo, which, for all the reasons, were just a little different. How are you approaching the Olympics this time, especially here in beautiful Paris?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like the first two gave me such a grasp on what it's like, but I'm excited for fans to be back in the stands, for my family to be here, and hopefully just put on a great games representing our Team USA and bringing home some more medals.
It's pretty exciting. Noah, what does it mean to you to be, you're already an Olympian, but to come back and to really try to prove what you can do and reach those heights?
Yeah, I definitely have some, you know, unfinished business with the Olympics. It was just, it wasn't what, you know, you kind of dreamed of going to Tokyo, and that's nobody's fault but COVID's.
Yes.
We all struggled being home, not being able to go out and not having those fans, not having my family come to see me and perform, you know, that was very shocking to me.
Yeah.
And it was very hard struggle. You know, I know that Sydney can definitely feel for that when you don't get to have your family watching there. We were just watching the clip and, you know, they're cheering you on and, you know, those gravitation of pulls of seeing somebody who's seen your journey and fighting with you, you know, I'm very excited to have that.
Well, guess what? We are excited too. Good luck on Friday, both of you, for your meet here in Paris, and we'll see you next year.
Thank
so
you.
So proud of you. Can't wait to root you on.
Thank you.
Guys, for everybody. We got the crowd here.
Everyone's
waiting.
Ready.
All these wonderful. We've got Parisians. We've got Americans. It's so awesome, you guys. The Paris Olympics and Paralympics coming to NBC and Peacock next summer. I might just stay here and wait for you because it's pretty fabulous.
Well, I just saw Noah run about 20% faster when that crowd was yelling. So I think we're ready. We're all ready. Go get him, Noah.
Ready.
Go get him. All right, guys. Thanks, Savannah. Mr. Roker, how about a check of the weather?
I don't know. Who's better looking, the background there or Savannah and those athletes? Hey, everybody looking good there. Okay, nice, nicely done. There you go. Hey, we got some smoky skies here in the Northeast to look for some showers and thunderstorms down through Florida, strong storms in the Southwest, and those temperatures nice and warm in the Pacific Northwest, cooler than average along the California coastline. All right, best time of the morning.
We've got to get to it. They're killing stories left and right, everybody. First up, Ted Lasso. It's only been 1 week since Apple TV Plus has aired the emotional season 3 finale, which had us all wondering, is it possible that was the last episode of Ted Lasso ever? But
close your ears,
it looks like the streamer is already possibly teasing more to come from the Richmond Greyhounders. Now, spoiler alert, if you have not seen the last episode of Ted Lasso, you may want to plug your ears for a minute.
Give him a second. Okay.
Okay. All right, check this out. This is the picture. Apple TV tweeting this image of Coach Beard, Roy Kent, and Nate standing in the locker room, simply capturing the photo, smells like potential. course, as you can imagine, the tweet quickly blown up the internet. Fans questioning if this could mean that Ted Lasso season 4 is happening, maybe a spinoff show. Some even pitching their own new series titles and storylines. No matter what it means, we're ready to believe that there is more from the
Ted
Lasso.
You're good.
I only have 2 episodes left.
No spoiler there. Next up, Foo Fighters. The band's back on the road, recently playing their first batch of shows without late bandmate Taylor Hawkins and marking the first run of concerts with new drummer Josh Freese. Yesterday, Dave Grohl opening up about the emotional experience in a letter to fans on social media. He writes, "When I see your tears, it brings me to tears. When I see your joy, it brings me joy. But I see you, and it feels good to see you, churning up these emotions together because we've always done this together." Mm. The Foo Fighters' next stop is Rogers, Arkansas, 1 week from today.
Summer. All right, cool.
All right, just ahead, look who arrived. Ooh. We think Amy Schumer, did she?
Not yet.
She's on the way.
So close. Yeah, that worked out. The Pages, brand new Pages.
Take a gander, y'all. These are the best and the brightest. They're going to be working at NBC. They're all here. Don't you love the new set of Pages?
And high odds that one of those young faces will run this company.
Absolutely.
Yes. About 10 years.
Yeah, 5-10 years.
All right. We'll see y'all soon. All right. Still ahead, we've got Amy Schumer in the house. We're going to talk to her about her hilariously personal new comedy special coming to Netflix.
Wait, Amy! Amy! Amy, you're on! Amy!
It's too early for
her. Amy!
It's too early.
Anyway, we'll talk to Amy in a little bit after.
It is early. She's going to be a ball of fire. Plus, coming up, Jill's got steals and deals on some fun stuff for summer, including two ways to keep cool. One is a fan for your neck and a machine to make ice cream.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm a big fan of your neck.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, stick around for the third hour. We're going to test your summer skincare knowledge with the lady you know, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh,
Dr.
no.
Dr. Pimple Popper. By the way, everyone on the plaza?
Oh.
Yeah. They got these fun. Look at those little.
Oh, look at that.
Yes. Yeah. Look at that.
Very cool.
Plaza got one
nice. Very nice.
Miss Roker, it's so much nicer than yesterday.
Yes, it is. But we're not going to see really a lot of relief until the weekend. In fact, let's look at your weekend forecast. We start off with Friday. Smoky skies continuing with some wet weather, hot and humid down through the south, strong storms in Florida. Then on Saturday, a nice day in the mid-Atlantic. We scrub out some of that smoke. Severe storms in the lower Mississippi River Valley, cool along the coast out west. Sunday! Heavy rain in the mid-Mississippi River Valley. The heat returns Texas, sunny and mild through the plains. Sunshine and warm continuing along the Pacific Northwest coast. And don't forget, this week, today is streaming live for all Peacock subscribers. So check us out at home or on the go on Peacock. Oh, Savannah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. As we say here in Paris, merci. Coming up next, my French boyfriend, Keir Simmons, will take us to the heart and soul of Paris for an inside look at the race to restore the Cathedral of Notre Dame. But first, this is Today on NBC. We are back with our countdown to the Paris Olympics and Paralympics. It's rolling on. Of course, it's been 4 years since the fire that engulfed the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Keir is back with us this morning for a race to restore that cathedral in time for the Games.
That's right, Savannah. This is amazing, isn't it? The fashion, the icons, and that's
the fans,
just you.
They're all there. Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, good, right?
I almost missed that compliment.
And of course, one of those icons is Notre Dame. And she took our breath away a few years ago, didn't she, with that terrible fire. Well, this being the Today Show, of course, we got exclusive access before the fire, just a year before, and to the restoration since.
Known as the heart of Paris, Notre Dame, French for Our Lady, will be part of the city's stunning setting during next year's Olympics. The scars from the fire are still visible this morning, but the resurrection of this religious icon is well underway. The blaze back in April 2019 was devastating, destroying her famous ceiling, tearing through the interior of the church, and spectacularly toppling the spire.
Oh my God, these people just fell inside the church. Oh my God.
Since that day, the task of reconstruction has been colossal. Stone, wood, paint, and glass. In this workshop, they are rebuilding parts of the ceiling, relearning techniques used by the original craftsmen centuries ago.
It's the way it was done in the medieval times.
Among them, Peter Henriksen, a carpenter from Minnesota, who is here to lend his skills through a non-profit organization.
good. 5-2. Being a part of this is really amazing. Thinking about what carpenters were thinking about when they were originally doing it.
Just a year before the fire, the Today Show got an exclusive tour of the cathedral.
Are we going to run into Quasimodo?
It's possible.
Michel Picot, who leads fundraising efforts in the US, showed me around back then, up to the bell tower. Among the ancient rafters and inside the spire that would soon become a raging inferno. And this is what the inside of the cathedral looks like now. The race to restore her, a marathon. This week, I met Michel Picard again, who says they can see the finishing line, though the inside will not be complete before the games.
Will she look the way she did? Maybe better?
She will look better. So the spire will be rebuilt this year, and the roof will be rebuilt in 2024. So when the Olympics will happen, you will see the cathedral from the exterior, I would say more or less as it was before the fire.
Also returning to their home on top of the cathedral will be these 16 statues made of copper, now on display in the Paris Museum of Architecture. Incredibly, just 4 days before the fire, they were removed for some TLC, a lucky escape.
It was a miracle, really.
Yeah.
Maybe the hand of God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a real miracle, because if they were not removed,
they wouldn't be here.
No.
And while the cathedral won't be open by next summer, down in the ancient crypt, visitors can experience Notre Dame through virtual reality.
Wow, now I'm right at the entrance, but not in 2023, but 800 years ago. So real.
This immersive 3D marvel is the closest visitors to the games will come to the real thing, and to the Olympic effort now underway to return it to the people of Paris.
550 million dollars. That's how much this restoration is costing. And you know, Savannah, when I travel the world, I'm often just stunned by the generosity of Americans. Apart from the French, guess who is donating more to Notre Dame than anyone else around the world? It's the Americans.
Okay, I'm proud of that. I'm very glad to hear that. When we saw you in the bell tower, like Quasimodo, the hunchback of Notre
yes.
Dame here,
yeah.
We call you the hunk of Notre Dame.
Oh, and, man.
Right?
Come
it's a good line. Okay.
You're killing me.
And tomorrow you're going to show us some exclusive scenes from the Eiffel Tower that the public rarely gets to
see. Yeah, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. A view of the Eiffel Tower that you haven't seen before, right from the bottom to the top. And we're going to meet a relative of the man who designed it, Gustave Eiffel. Yeah, it's really,
so cool.
Really fabulous.
This isn't a bad view.
Yeah,
either. Guys, we'll send it back to you.
All right. Yeah, we are a team. Hey, Samantha, look who's here. Amy Schumer is in the house. There she is in Paris. Bonjour.
Oh, I know. Have fun in Paris, Savannah. We're sorry, Eiffel Tower in the background.
All right. We are going to catch up with Amy. She's got a new Netflix comedy special, a movie she's working on that's packed with stars. She's got a lot going on. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back. I'm so happy. Okay, because not many people can make us laugh like Amy Schumer from talking about her relationships and her home life to some topics that are not so morning friendly. Nothing's off limits when Amy is on the stage. Yes.
Oh, good.
And in her new Netflix comedy special, she opens up about a bunch of topics, including pregnancy and becoming a mom. Take a look.
I had this awful condition while I was pregnant called hyperemesis gravidarum, severe nausea and vomiting the whole pregnancy. I was so relieved when I was diagnosed. It was like 6 months in. I was like, okay, we know what it is. What do we do? And they explained to me, well, we haven't been able to study it because it only happens to women.
End scene. Right? That's it. That is it.
I mean, that's it.
Isn't that the way it feels like it is?
It's sick. There's like, I think I'm allowed to say this. There's like a dozen types of Viagra. But for if a woman needs something, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, we haven't really gotten around to studying you yet.
Tell me about this comedy special. You've done a bunch with their side splitting when you do them. Tell me what makes this one kind of different.
Oh, gosh. This one, I just left it all on the floor. Like, I'm watching it back now, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I said that. Like,
I mean,
I'm talking smack. Like, it's, yeah, like, I'm burning bridges. No, for me, especially for me, yeah. I'm kind of like, oh, how are people going to react to this one?
So, wait.
I didn't hold back.
Do you usually, if you're going to use someone as a topic, do you usually come up and say, hey, girl, or hey, honey, or hey?
Yes,
you
always.
You always do that.
Except for this special, which, I mean, I think there's always backlash because, as you know, any woman that opens their mouth and speaks and says what they think, is going to hear about it. But I think this one, I'm going to get a lot of backlash.
Does that bug you? I mean, to be sometimes in sort of the bullseye?
Yeah. It doesn't feel good when the collective internet is hating you.
Yeah.
But I'm also so used to it, you know? It's like somebody's saying, oh God, people are really mad right now about something on Twitter. I'm like, who's still reading Twitter? Like, I haven't been on there in 10 years.
That's so over.
Cutting yourself. Yeah, that's crazy to read a tweet.
Tell me about, I love how you describe a bunch of things, but you say when it comes to marriage is finding someone who can stand you. How did you know that Chris was your guy?
I think just that neither of us leave, you know, it's like it's so funny when you see newlyweds and you're like, oh, you know, and there you guys they just want to touch each other. And then it's like, listen, you are going to need to just tolerate each other day to day. And you're living through COVID together.
Yes.
Come on, you just need, I married my best friend. Like, okay, but you get in fights with your best friend. So, you know,
right,
they try to paint everything like it's better than it is. Like pregnancy, they lie so much to women about how great. They say, you're glowing. That's how much they lie. Am I glowing? Like, no, being pregnant is horrible. And you're going to feel sick and you're going to feel bloated. But you're glowing. Okay. It's just lies. It's lies.
Speaking of what happened after pregnancy, you're cute for your old son. And I love this. You read that you were talking about how your little one fell asleep on you.
On me.
But you were thinking about how those days are numbered.
Oh, God. Don't parents all do that?
Yeah.
You try to, everybody's so in your face. It goes fast.
Yeah.
You know, and you're
that's
like, okay. Like, it feels like you're being attacked. You know, you're like, okay, I'm here. I'm present. Yeah. But you think I'm still holding him. He's over 40 pounds. I'm like, how much longer is this going to last? So, you try to really savor those last, moments. Because, you know, I have friends with older kids and they're older. Okay, bye, Ma. You know, you can't even get a hug. So I'm just.
You're eating it up.
Sniffing him and I'm just, kissing him as much as, is legal.
Yes. The writer's strike is going on, and I know that that's something that's front and center for you, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a very proud Writers Guild member, and I'm SAG and DGA. I'm a proud member of all three. And I just want to, show solidarity. I'm out there picketing and these writers, they're not on strike because it kind of would probably look kind of privileged from the outside. But these people are just fighting for living wages. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's truly, it's just corporate greed. It's these huge studios and streaming services that are making so much money. And they're just hurting the people at the bottom. In this case, it's the writers. And so, I just know that all the guilds, we need to stand together. Mm-hmm. And especially with AI, AI, it's coming for all of our industries. So we need our unions right now. We need our government. And I plan on being on the front lines as per usual.
Of course. By the way, that's where you live your life. You live your life on the edge.
That's right.
Please check this comedy special out. It's called Amy Schumer Emergency Contact. It premieres on Netflix
on June the 13th. Amy, thank you.
Thank you so much. All great right. to see you.
Craig, over to you.
No, it's going to be funny. When we come back, look who's here, Jill Martin. She's got just a few steals and deals that are going to get you ready for the summer to inspire that next trip to the beach.
A triumph. A neck fan.
A neck fan. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Amy said, I love
a steal We're back. It's 8:51 now. We're going to get you ready for some fun in the sun with an all-new batch of Steals and Deals. Lifestyle and commerce contributor Jill Martin Brooks is here with some products and some bargains to last you all season. And folks, you know what to do. You can scan that QR code right now, bottom of the screen, to get in on all the picks. This first one's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, we have six triumphs here that will get you ready for summer and take you through. So let's start with the Uber Appliance Sorbet and Fruit Ice Cream Machine. The retail, $99.99. Mm-hmm. Now, it makes ice cream, but we're both lactose intolerant, so we made just pineapple sorbet. Isn't it delicious?
This is really good, actually.
Super easy to do.
Kids would love this.
Yeah, you could put toppings on it. It comes with a recipe book. It also comes with the 4-compartment mold, okay. Dishwasher safe. The deal price is $45. That's 55% off.
Wow.
What a great activity to do with your kids. I feel like Lindsay would love that.
She would. That's perfect for summer. We need an actual set of bowls like this.
Well, okay, so we once did a segment where Chanel cleaned out her
I remember that.
It's like a sock. The top goes missing, the bottom goes missing. But this is the Phantom Chef 9-piece melamine bowl set. And I'm a huge fan of melamine. Retail $99.99. So it comes 4 sizes, 3 with a 3-quart colander.
I love that.
5 colors. Now, melamine, if you don't know, is fabulous. Resistant to scratches, dents, cracks. Also dishwasher safe. So get rid of everything you have that doesn't have a top, that doesn't have a bottom. They nest into each other. Super cool and come in all these colors. The deal price, $45, 55% off.
What do we have here? Oh, Drew Barrymore's face is on the back.
This is her hair care line.
Oh.
The Flower Hair Tools, Waver Styling or Straightening Iron or Hot Air Styling Brush. So whatever your do is, this has something for you. So that makes beachy waves. You can also make a styling iron that has the big bowl big barrel curl. Then you have the ceramic heat hot air styling brush. So if you go on today.com, you could see each of the options and what each of them will do to your hair.
What's the deal?
The straight. The deal price, $25 to $45. That's up to 56% off. And we also have tutorials on the site to show you how to do it.
I love these bags, Jill.
Well, that's exciting. The pop-ups brand everyday neoprene tote bag with pouch. The retail $105 to $125. So the brand says machine washable, durable, and foldable. So they're super cool. You could wipe off any stains. They're lightweight, come in more than 10 colors and designs.
Mm-hmm.
And they come with this pouch that attaches, but that you can also detach. So use it as a pouch.
Oh, that's cool.
Pockets, great organization. Again, machine washable. Retail $105 to $125. The deal $47 up to 62% off.
Lindsay would love those. Are these... These are beach chairs?
Yeah, so the Business and Pleasure Co. beach accessories. So they even have a hole in the center of them.
For what?
For an umbrella.
Oh!
So the brand says they dry quickly, are super breathable. It's the beach towels. So let me show you.
Oh.
They're huge. And so they're great. The Tommy chair has great features like a side pocket,
mm-hmm.
which you see I have my lip gloss in there and the pen. Fully reclining ability.
That's where you put your beard, Joe.
Oh, is that where?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It also all folds up into a backpack. It has a pillow. So this is like everything you need to go to the beach.
So, okay.
Yep, it comes in a bundle. The retail, $59 to $139. The deal price, $29 to $64, up to 61% off. And look how big this beach towel is.
I mean, this
is for the whole family.
I like that.
Really great. Okay, now this, I'm taking my mother tomorrow, coincidentally, to Paris for her 75th birthday.
You're a good daughter, Jill Martin.
Yeah, we're all going, and this is what we are bringing. It's hot there. The fan that goes around your neck, it has 3 speeds, the eBoutique Yo-Yo Foldable Net Fan.
Oh,
the retail $89.95 provides cool air for it's stuck in my IFB for about 8 hours. So, Mom, I have this set for you. The retail price is $89.95. It's lightweight. The deal price is $27. That's 70% off. So, this is good for you in the studio because some like it hot, some like cold.
No, the ladies like it hot. Run through the products one more time, real fast.
Okay, we have the Uber Appliance Sorbet and Fruit Machine, the Phantom Chef 9-piece melamine set. The Flower Hair Tools, the pop-ups, everyday neoprene tote bag with pouch, the Business and Pleasure Co.
beach accessories. Go online to see the bundle and the eBoutique yo-yo foldable neck fan.
Jill Martin, thank you. Thank you, Jill Martin Brooks. Safe travels, by the way.
Thank you.
To shop, scan the QR code, or you can go to today.com/deals. And so you know, Today makes commission for purchases made through our links. We're back with the third and fourth hours.
Au revoir.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.